Welcome to another great interview out of my past. This one features Barrence Whitfield live in the studio on the Soul Bucket Show, recorded February 24th, 1996. It's one of my most favorite interviews. A lot of great information here, a lot of great music. And Barrence is just one hell of a guy, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And I haven't heard this in years, and it's a pleasure to bring this to you. Here's the thing, though. I don't know why this didn't start at the very beginning of the interview. But where we pick up, it's basically the beginning, but where we pick up here is Barrence had been a student at Emerson College, and which is the college I went to, the college that WERS belongs to. And he's talking about what has and hasn't changed in the 15 or 16 years since he's been in our hallowed halls. So take it away, Barrence Whitfield.
The building is still up.
We haven't knocked it down yet.
No, the color in the hallways hasn't changed. I thought it might have got a little bit lighter, but it's still the same. But no, it's great to be here tonight on a beautiful Saturday night here. And we're going to be rocking the place. We're going to be rolling the place. We're going to be mushing the place.
Oh, man. Barrence brought with him a big crate full of records and CDs that he wants to play tonight. So we have definitely a treat for all you soul brothers and soul sisters out there tonight. Mm-hmm. But Barrence, let's talk about Ritual of the Savages, your new album.
Well, the thing I can tell you about it, it's a great CD. It's on Ocean Records. And it's got my smiling face on the cover, and it's
great
really
cover art, man.
Well, thank you. It's actually the picture was taken in a club in Belfast, Ireland, about a couple of years ago, and they told me to open my. The guy told me open your mouth, so I opened my mouth, and that happens in all my pictures.
You know something? I was going to mention that to you. I was going to say, Barrence, I was doing this little study here, and every single album I could locate, you have your mouth open on the cover. What's up with that, man?
It's a trademark. If I have my mouth closed, then it's a bad day.
Where are you on the back cover?
That's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, that's not far from, believe it or not, that's not far from the Lorraine Motel where Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Oh.
Yeah, we were actually recording another record at the time, and it was a very hot day, and I was with a guy that I don't know if you people might know this guy. He's a great writer out of Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Robert Gordon.
What's he written?
He's written, he's done some stuff for a few magazines, and he's a freelance writer. He wrote this book about Memphis. I can't remember the name of the book, but it talks about all the stacks, and there's a great story about him, when the stacks building was being torn down. He kind of crawled into the building after dark. It was wet, bugs everywhere, and he managed to confiscate and grab a lot of Stax promo pictures, IDs, checks made out to Otis Redding and stuff like that. And he also got reels and reels of outtakes.
You're kidding.
Of Stax stuff. Oh, it's amazing.
Wow.
And we were in
man.
The studio, and we were playing all this Booker T stuff and Eddie Floyd stuff, and he's like grinning from ear to ear, and I'm going, give me that reel. Give me that reel. But Robert Gordon took that picture, and if you ever see any of his books around or ever read in his writings, he's a really wonderful guy, and hope to see him again soon.
Cool. And definitely Ritual of the Savages was one of the best releases of 1995, if I do say so myself. Well, we played on the show all the time.
Well, thank you very much, and it's men like you who make our day even more better when you play our music.
Oh, now what about tours? Are you touring for this
right
album?
Well, right now I'm just not. Actually, I did a tour in November. I went down to Austin, San Antonio, Kansas City, Indiana, Buffalo. We're just playing around town right now, just doing a lot of stuff around locally. So we're not going to be going anywhere until it gets warm.
Hey, good idea. Do you have anything coming up soon?
Well, actually,
I know you were at Harper's Ferry a few weeks ago.
I am. I will be. I'm doing a thing at Mama Kin's theater on Tuesdays for WFNX. Their the WFNX Phoenix Music Award thing, and I'm playing. Oh, okay. And we're doing that on Tuesday night, and Friday we're playing at Harper's Ferry.
Man, you got a busy week.
I got a busy week, man. It's it's always a busy week, no matter what I do. Even if I'm just sitting in the chair, it's still a busy week.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about Europe? Are you going to be doing another European tour
soon? Hopefully, I'll try to get to Europe sometime this year. You know, it's wonderful to play over there because a lot of the people, Europeans, French, the English, the Spanish, the Dutch, they really appreciate the rhythm and blues, soul music, and jazz. They really, you know, you go in record shops in France and you got your rock and
yeah,
they've got black music and they put Coltrane, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley. They all are black music in one spot. They don't categorize it to reggae, to jazz. They say black music. This is where you find black music.
Mm.
So
interesting.
It really is, and it just shows the appreciation for that kind of music over in Europe. I mean, it's like when we go over there, the first thing they want to ask me is, "Would you mind screaming for us, please, Mr. Wheatfield, Mr. Wheatfield?" Or you are the little Richard of the 90s, or you know stuff like that. I mean, but they really, really, I mean, in jest, it's really appreciative to go over there and just tear it up for them.
Great. You're going to scream for us tonight, aren't you?
Yeah!
All right. Well, let's hear cut off the new album, Ritual of the Savages. What are we going to hear right now?
This one's called Got Your Love Right Here. It's written by Mr. Milton Reeder, my guitar player, and in the background, you'll hear a lovely young lady singing, Miss Robin Lane doing her soulful thing for us.
Wow, great. All right, let's get into it. Barrence Whitfield live here on the Soul Bucket, 88.9 FM, WERS. Baby! I'm begging you, please, to come back to me. Matt the Swinging Cat, WERS, here live on the Soul Bucket with Mr. Barrence Whitfield. If you have a question for Barrence, something that's just been plaguing your mind that you want to get off your mind, give us a call, 617-824-8890. You can speak to my producer, Screamin' Jay. He'll take down that question you have for Barrence, and we'll ask him. We'll ask him for you. You can talk to Barrence live here at WERS. He's with me right now, Barrence Whitfield of Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. Man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, make that phone burn. You know, burn that phone.
Burn, baby,
yeah,
burn.
Yeah. Like the DJ down in New Orleans, Ernie Cato. He goes, "Burn Cato, boy."
Oh, yeah. Don Covey.
Okay.
Need I say more? Sock it to me.
That was Don Covey off of a definitive collection on Razor Tie, and that's called Come Back and Take This Hurt. I mean, this hate off me. And before that, one of my favorite tunes off of an album called Ted Taylor, his greatest hits, great singer Ted Taylor, who was with the Jacks back in the 50s, and the definitive version of Love Is Like a Ramblin' Rose. Forget about the MC5. Forget the presidents of the United States. Ted Taylor, that's the numero uno.
You heard it from the man.
That's right. And then we had me doing, what was that? Got Your Love Right Here off of Ritual of the Savage. Yeah.
And you had a Don Covey story to tell us. You met Don Covey?
Yeah. Some years ago, I think it was like 87 or 88, we were playing at the Limelight in New York City. And my guitar player, Milton Reeder, collaborated with Don Covey on some writing things. And he invited him down to the club to see us one night. So I'm getting ready to do one of our big songs, Bip Bop Bip, who Don Covey wrote this song. So I'm getting ready to let out my, ow, ow. And then next thing you know, Don Covey jumps on stage and he starts going, ah, ah. We're going, ah, ah. I'm in shock. I go, ah, it's Don Covey.
Oh, man.
And it was great. He's a wonderful guy and a great, great writer. And to this day, I still think that Mick Jagger took some pointers from Don Covey.
Oh, most definitely.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Even Peter Wolf might even got a couple of pointers from Don Covey.
Well, Peter Wolf told me he learned everything he knows from Mr. Don Covey.
Then at least he was truthful in his word.
If Pete's out there, maybe he'll give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, why not? Hi, Pete.
The Woofer Goofer. Oh, man. Yeah, I interviewed him last year. He He came in here and did an acoustic set
last year
for us. Yeah, it was great. Let's talk about somebody else you know. How about, here's a name from the past, Jonathan Richman.
Oh, boy. Well, I did record a record.
This is Jonathan Richman.
It's Time Now for Jonathan Richman. I think it's on Rough Trade, about 86. It was almost 10 years ago. And he's a very quirky guy, but when he's in the studio, there's some brilliance in him. And I was a Modern Lover for a day. As a matter of fact, we did a live show. It was like a festival. It was Bonnie Raitt, Toots and the Maytals, and Jonathan Richman and Modern Lover. It was great. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you can. I was listening to the album over the summer, and I looked at the back and saw your name on it. I go, this can't be Barrence Whitfield. I listened closely. I could definitely detect you on some of those songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had the mic up to my lips on that one. They wanted to make sure that, we're going to make sure that Barrence gets heard on this one. Yeah. And Jonathan goes, well, that's right, that's good. You're doing all right, Byron. So
good impression. Yeah. Is he as crazy as we all think he is?
I think he is pretty eccentric, but he's those are the ones that are very brilliant songwriters, and they do things like the spur of the moment. So it was really a real thrill to be in the studio with him. I'll never forget it was produced by another guy by the name of Andy Paley, who has gone on to produce Brian Wilson and others and do other things. Actually,
great.
He produced a Jerry Lee Lewis record as well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Great. Now, when was your first record released?
First record was on a label called Mamu Records back in 19... we recorded in 83. I think it came out in early 84. And the memorable cover, it's got a pot boiling on the cover, and it says Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. And, I keep bumping into you people. I'm sorry.
they don't mind.
It was recorded with the original Savages, Peter Greenberg, Howie, oh, my God. Oh, don't hit me, Howie. I'm sorry. I forgot your last name. No, Howie Ferguson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! I was lucky there. That's what happens when you're on live radio. Phil Lenker and the sax player, Steve LaGrega. Yeah. There you go. That was the original Savage band, and we kind of like broke out like gangbusters and started burning down every club in this town for the first 2 months of the year.
Great.
Those were the nights when I used to jump off stage. I'd have bloody lip, bloody elbow, swinging off of chandeliers, diving into people's arms.
Oh, man, I wish I was there.
Oh, jumping off of tables and rolling all over the stage with the mic cord just covered. I'm covered in mic cord and pouring water down my shirt and, you know, just all sorts of crazy things, but it was effective.
Wow. It got you that reputation.
Well, hey, I'm here today and got the bruises to prove it.
Is that your first record? Is it still in print or is it long gone?
The record is not in print, unfortunately, but a record label out of Paris, France, New Rose, reissued it on CD, and you can get it. I think you can get it through Rounder.
Oh, really?
Around through DNA is called Fan Club, the label, New Rose Fan Club, and you can get that particular CD. And hopefully one day maybe we can, maybe a box set is in the works. I don't
know.
Who knows? I mean,
man,
there's
that'd be interesting.
There's a lot of music that I've done in the last 12, 13 years. So you've either heard it or you heard about it. Well, you really want to hear it.
So will the box set be on, if there is a box set, would it be compiled by Rounder or is the label you're on now? It would
be compiled by me, of course, but I don't know.
I mean, put out by,
it's anybody's guess. We'll work it.
Do you have rights to your old stuff?
Well, Rounder has rights to the three records we did on Rounder. We have the rights to some of the rest of our recordings that we've done.
So you'd have to license them from Rounder to be able to use them.
They're nice people.
They'll do it. Great. Yeah, you were definitely one of Rounder's biggest artists for a while.
Well,
it was Barrence Whitfield, then it was Jonathan Richmond, and you know.
Well, you know, their first biggest George artist Thorogood. Was George Thorogood, really. Yeah. But I mean, I thought we did pretty well with Rounder.
Definitely, man.
I mean, it got us over to Europe and doing a lot of dates over there and doing a lot of dates around the country. So I was very happy for the 3 years we were associated with Rounder. And, you know, they're still one of the good people out there, and they're still putting out great music.
Still independent, too, right?
Well, they're independent, but, hey... Now they're able to get Grammys for some
That's
of their
true.
Artists.
That's so, right, yeah. So they're moving up there.
Yeah, they're not as independent as they once was, but they've worked hard to get to the where they're at now, and I'm sure they're very proud of where they stand right now.
Hmm. They're a great label, so why don't we hear something you recorded off Rounder? Let's go back to the album, Ow, Ow, Ow.
The very first Rounder record. No, actually, the second Rounder record. The first one was called Dig Yourself with the famous Turban cover.
The Turban.
Yeah. But
make a note.
But this was with the reformed Savages of Milton Reeder and... Bruce Katz, who has his own band now, and Lauren Antres, and Richie Robinson, who was in a band called the Fabulous Poodles. He was the only Brit. He was only Brit in the band at the time. And
great name.
And this is our first CD with that band. And Ow, Ow, Ow. And this was a song written by a guy by the name of Ben Vaughn, who he plays very heavily on the Ritual of the Savage record. This one's called The Apology Line.
And you're listening to 88.9 FM WERS in Boston, radio at Emerson College. Matt the Swinging Cat with Barrence Whitfield on the Soul Bucket. Good God!
There's a man on the radio every night from 6 till 10. He plays my favorite songs, but 9 o'clock is when he opens the phone lines and the calls come in. I'm telling you, baby,